Mic check, 1 2 1 2. Greetings and salutations to you all. It has been a minute. At this point, it has been over 2 months. So, hi, welcome back. I'm welcoming myself back as I say welcome back. I can't believe that the last time that I recorded a podcast episode, it was the first week of August, and now it's the first week of October. I am grateful to be here. I am grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be of sound mind and able body. Amen. Ashe, whichever one you prefer. Let's see. So, I mean, I'm another year older. My birthday is August 30th. I turned 32. And I am just another year older, you know? Life. I had been anticipating my 30s from my early 20s. And I just feel like I don't want my 30s to fly. Like, I don't want my 30s to feel like, dang. But 30 to 32 already feels like a year, not 2 years. So, yeah, I am well. I've had people reach out to me like, are you okay? Are you doing okay? I am well. I decided to kind of take a breather from weekly uploads on my podcast, and also just take a step back from live streaming. I've been putting more intentional time and effort and attention and energy towards my goals. And currently, my goals have not included live streaming or doing a podcast every week. So I've been just putting my energy into myself and into my goals and into my desires. I'm doing my skincare routine as I record this. So this morning I was driving to school. I'm in school, by the way. I graduate in December, and I will be licensed as an esthetician and skin therapist in December. So my attention has been going heavily into school and heavily into music. So I was driving this morning and I was heading to class bright and early. I left at about 7:40, I believe. I'm typically out by 7:30, but I still got to class on time. But one of the things that I was thinking about as I was driving was seasons. And I was driving, and one thing about South Florida, which I know people from other places can't necessarily fathom unless you've been in the Caribbean or been to Florida, is that most residential areas have fruit trees like everywhere. So you'll see random mango trees, you'll see random coconut trees, you'll see random banana trees. That's just how it is. And one thing about growing up in areas where it was heavy on agriculture and farming is that I knew the importance and the value of seasons. Certain seasons you have certain fruit, certain seasons you have certain vegetables, certain seasons you can expect certain things out of nature, you know, because it's just the cycle of life. So today I was driving by some mango trees, and mind you, a few months ago, those mango trees were full of hundreds of mangoes. Hundreds. I mean, you see the branches weighed down because of the fruit that it was producing. And when I was looking at it this morning, I was like, wow, it's so amazing how nature understands and respects seasons. You know, one thing about a mango tree, you're not gonna see mangoes coming off of a mango tree in December. It's not happening. It's not happening. You have to wait a whole year to arrive back at mango season. And it made me think about us as people. And it made me think about how sometimes we try to rush into certain seasons when there is time that is allotted to preparation to get you to your season. So sometimes the seasons that we're in are seasons of preparation. Sometimes the season that we're in is a season of being fruitful, having a harvest. But it's important to remember, it's important to understand that every season isn't always going to be produce season. There are seasons where you will need to have downtime. Like I was watching one of the guys who owns one of the mango farms near me. And I was watching him go tree to tree, cutting down limbs. And there was a certain level of shedding that has to happen every single year to make room for a new harvest. And it brought me back to the reality of how we function as people and how we stress when it comes to different seasons and how we worry when it comes to different seasons. Like, the reality is, some seasons will be great. If you look at yourself like a mango tree, some seasons you will have hundreds and hundreds of mangoes that you produce. Some seasons a hurricane might come and knock the tree down, and you have to wait again for the next season. Some seasons you'll have some good and some bad. But one thing about it that never fails is every time there's a new season, every time it is time for that fruit to harvest, it's a fresh opportunity, it's a new opportunity to be prosperous and to be fruitful again. And so I had to remind myself this morning to take, and I guess it's because I'm an earth sign that I can take from nature in this way, but I had to observe nature and I had to respect the fact that nature is sensitive enough to the seasons to respect order, to respect their time. Because also, what happens is if you try to get a mango outside of mango season, it is not the same. If you try to get a mango when it's not mango season, chances are it is artificial. Somebody was in some factory somewhere pressing buttons and mixing together concoctions, and boom, man, mango. And so, if you know that you have certain goals, certain dreams, certain aspirations, certain things that you are working towards, understand that the preparation that you're currently in, if this resonates, the preparation that you're currently experiencing is only an invitation for you to accept your present predicament with humility, knowing, having the faith, having the belief, having the understanding that you're preparing yourself for a season, right? Because a lot of times we can get caught up in a season where things are hard, where things are rough, where things feel like, dang, it's just one thing after another. And we feel like this is just my season of suffering. No, you're in preparation. When things aren't going exactly how you want them to go, it's about perspective. In this moment, I am experiencing preparation. I'm not experiencing hardship. Hardship is not meant for me. This is helping me go in the direction that I'm supposed to go to be in the season that I've been praying for, that I've been declaring. And sometimes it's just as simple as looking at your present position as a lesson and as an opportunity. Every single opportunity, good, bad, or indifferent, is an opportunity. And we can learn from every single season that we're in. And so I would like to offer you the invitation to give yourself grace, bet on yourself, know that if something is meant for you, it will be yours. There is nothing that is meant for you that will pass you by. Understand that sometimes your timing may not be divine timing. Your idea of timing may not be the best, right? Understand that there are times where you feel like, I just want this now, I just want this now. But if it's not happening now, it's because there is a better time for that thing to unfold, to happen, to take place. So if you try at something, if you initiate something, if you want something and you see that it's not budging, don't lose sight, don't lose hope, just pivot and better equip yourself. Because failure is only as real as you make it. Failure is only as powerful as you make it. Your belief, what you choose to dwell, what you choose to speak, is the very thing that fuels fear and that fuels power. So be intentional about what you're giving your energy, what you're declaring over yourself, what you're speaking over yourself, what you're thinking when it comes to yourself. And think higher, higher thoughts. And don't ever feel like you have to compromise your dreams. You don't have to. So, yes, that's my encouragement for today. I also was during my workout today, I also was thinking, I was like, man, before I started my workout, I was like, I actually don't feel like working out. And I don't feel motivated to work out. Like, typically, I'll be like, I'll have a body goal in my mind. And I'm like working towards the body goal. But mentally, I haven't been there. That hasn't been the thing that has inspired me to work out. This is a random rabbit trail. But in my alone time during my workout and when I was finishing up with a walk, I was like, there was a time. 7 years ago, around this time, where I was dealing with paralysis, and I remember being like, I just want to walk. I just want to be able to move my body. And so now I think back on a past season and a previous moment where all I wanted was to walk. All I wanted was to be able to move around on my own. And I'm living in the very thing that I manifested and declared and spoke over myself. And that is what inspired me. That's what motivated me. That's what gave me a refill. That's what fueled me again to remember like how powerful my words are, how powerful it is to just declare until I see, to say it until I see it, because we're so powerful. And it starts with what we choose to give energy, what we choose to speak, what we choose to release. So speak high, speak highly of yourself, speak life into your circumstances, speak life into your future, and watch it come to pass. Watch it come to pass. A lot of times we declare things and we hope for things, and sometimes we live in the very thing that we hope for, and we're so caught up in other things that we forget to be grateful for the present moment. A lot of us are so caught up in the future and in the past that when it comes to this now moment, the present, we can't see what it is around us because we're caught up in trying to get to the next thing, arrive at the next thing. But take a moment. Take a moment in this season, whether you're in your season of harvest, whether you're in your season of preparation, you're still further along than you were before. And you have the opportunity to go further than where you are in this present moment. So, like Nike says, just do it. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I'm hoping to start doing podcast episodes once a month. I've gotten in my flow with my current schedule, and I'm just gonna try and be intentional about probably once a month or twice a month releasing some episodes. So keep an eye out, keep an ear out. Before you go to bed tonight, make sure you turn off your TV, you give your phone a moment. Take a moment to just say something that you're grateful for. Say something that you're proud of when it comes to yourself, your life, how far you come. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And cherish the life that you've been given, because there are some people that have not been given the opportunity to make it this far, but you have. Bye.